My name is Brooke Morlock. I am 17 years old. Today is the November 30th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my mom, Jane Morlock. We are recording it in the city of Moseley, Virginia. Okay. Can you tell me about where you grew up and what it was like?
I grew up in Richmond, Virginia. I came to America when I was 4, and I've lived in the same state since I've been in America. And when I first came to America, I lived in Amelia County when I was 4. And then when I turned 5, we moved to Richmond, Virginia, where we lived, and I went to school in the Richmond district.
Okay. Did you have a nickname when you were growing up? And if so, can you tell me about the story behind it?
My nickname was, it was originally my real name, which is Y-Un. And we changed it to Jane because a lot of the teachers could not pronounce my name. So in elementary, everybody thought my name was Hawaii. And so for the longest time, nobody called me Y-Un. So then it just became Hawaii, which was my nickname all through elementary until I changed it to Jane.
Wait, Hawaii? Wait, yeah. Where's Hawaii from?
People could not pronounce Y-Un.
Oh, and then the Y.
So it sounded to them, when they tried to pronounce it, they thought it pronounced Hawaii. As Hawaii because they were trying to pronounce it the way they thought it was spelled.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Can you tell me about your relationship with your parents?
We are really close, and like any teenager, I went through a rebellious stage where I used to talk back and not listen. But now, as I grow older, I realize the struggles they went through, and I appreciate it because when I look back, I realize not many parents did what my parents did. They risked their lives to bring me to America to give me a better life, and without them, I wouldn't be here today. So I have learned to appreciate what I have. And now I'm trying to appreciate the time I have with them because I realize life is so short. And since my dad's passing 8 years ago, it's really hard to move on. I mean, I'm moving on okay, but deep down my heart is really broken without my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to maintain that relationship with my mom. Mm-hmm. So I want to maintain a close relationship with her so that when she passed, I will not have any regrets, and I'll have just good memories.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a particular, memory where you were particularly close to one of them? Or, it doesn't even have to be just one of them. It could be, any memory between either one.
Yes.
That you, really like.
Yes. I remember when I was 12 years old, and we lived in a 3-bedroom house with only one bathroom and one living room, one kitchen. And my sisters and I had to share one bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Grandpa thought it was time that I learned to sleep on my own, but I was afraid of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way he got me over is he would sit with me until I fell asleep, and then he would leave me. But gradually, it made me a stronger person because mm-hmm. I realized, I can't be afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
You know, because about 5 years old, I had a traumatic experience where a man locked me in a closet mm-hmm. all night. And because of that, I became claustrophobic. And that also triggered my fear of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But if Grandpa hadn't done what he did, trying to help me outgrow it, I would still be afraid of the dark today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. And it did make me closer to my dad. Mm-hmm. I'm closer to my dad than I am my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad was always there. Even when we were in school, he worked nights so that he was always there for us in the daytime
mm-hmm.
so that he can put us on the bus, and he met us at the bus. He made sure we ate, and then he went to work.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a hard worker, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah, can you... I just forgot what I was about to say. Oh, wait, it paused it. No, wait.
Oh, did I go too long?
No. Okay, anyway, I'll continue. Can you talk about an instance with your mom that's kind of because grandma's had really funny mm-hmm. stories. Do you have any funny stories of her when you were growing up?
Yeah.
She's a trip, I mean.
I remember one time, I don't know what happened, we got into an argument. And then right in the middle of the argument, she starts crying. Then I start crying. And then we both end up hugging each other and crying. And then when we stopped crying, both of us forgot what we were arguing about. Mm-hmm. But it happens every time me and Grandma always get into an argument. We forget, and because we both end up crying with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to admit, out of all the times we've argued, that's the only thing I remember. But I also remember, and this is when I was pregnant with Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
I was going into labor, and Grandma thought I was in so much pain. And she didn't realize that they gave me an epidural.
Mm-hmm.
So she took my hand and told me to squeeze her fat if I was in pain. And I told her, I said, well, I'm not in pain because they gave me an epidural. And she goes, then take your hand off my fat. And, you know, and then we all start giggling. And then when Brandon, when he was coming out, Grandma was like, oh, my God, he has a full head of black hair. And she tried to grab him. And the nurse were like, no. Don't touch him. And she's like, oh. But she was like, she was a really cool mom because she was there for me mm-hmm. when I gave birth. And so, and then after I had the baby, she was there for both the kids. And she jokes around, and which makes me laugh because she always goes, let me keep one of the babies as a tax write-off. And it makes me laugh because that's her sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a particular time where you made one of them angry?
Yeah.
Like really angry?
Yeah. One time, Grandpa was helping me with a math problem, and my attention span wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So he got mad at me and threw a tomato, and it splattered all over the wall. And then after that, he threw a chopstick at me and made me go clean it up.
Because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah. But it was because at the time, you know, mm-hmm. Nobody knew about ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think I had a mild case of it because mm-hmm. I couldn't maintain my attention with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he would, every time he turned around, he's like, are you paying attention? Are you paying attention? And then after a while, I think it made him fed up. So he threw a tomato at me.
No. What about with Grandma? Because I know she's a tough one.
Oh, Grandma would get, I remember, I had needed a tutor for math, for geometry.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home and she was like, you spoke to a boy today, didn't you? And I was like, yeah, he was helping me with math. She goes, no, you don't need a tutor because you're smart. And I was like, but I don't know anything about geometry. And Grandma, her idea was, if you need help, find a female tutor, not a male tutor. Mm-hmm. But at the school at that time, a lot of the males understood geometry better than the females,
mm.
which was why I had a male tutor.
Mm-hmm.
But Grandma didn't get that. So she got mad because my tutor was a male.
And she found out because somebody
told Yes, her? She said she had spies in the school. So to this day, I don't know who the spy was.
Man, that's funny. That'd be weird if you did that. Like,
yeah.
It'd be so weird. Okay. Are there any funny stories about your family that comes to mind when you think about them? Like not just your parents, but your siblings and...
Yeah. It's a sad time, but it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
It was during... it was a few days after Grandpa's funeral. We mm-hmm. were all eating in Grandma's house, and Aunt Linda was sitting in the, you know, that family room.
Mm-hmm.
And the lights were off, right? And then all of a sudden... No, the lights were on, not off. And then Aunt Linda's busy eating...
Are you talking about the ones next to the...
Where the light flickered on and off?
No, I meant, are you talking about the lights where the treadmill used to be?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then Aunt Linda was sat there and we were all eating. And when the lights cut off, all of us pretend nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And then Aunt Linda said, I did not see that. And kept eating. And I turned my head and everybody turned their head away from the living room. We were all so scared. And then Grandma goes in there and says, are you in here? And all
was
of
she
the,
talking to Grandpa?
Yeah, she thought Grandpa was in there. And she came in there to talk to him while all of us left the room because we were all scared. And we all went to the other room and we just stood there staring at the light. It was right funny.
That's are you in here?
Yeah, but all of us, when that happened, all of us turned our head and looked the other way oh my God. And we were all pretending it didn't happen. And Aunt Linda's like, I didn't see that. And she kept eating. And then she's like, but her eyes were staring at the light.
Because she doesn't believe in those Mm-mm. things, right? Yeah.
No. That's been funny. And Aunt Brenda was like, what happened? And then she was like, oh. Yeah.
Okay. What was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
Worst thing I've ever did as a kid?
Maybe got you in trouble or, you know?
Can we pause that real quick so I can think of something?
I don't think it's good. It doesn't.
Okay, the thing that I did really bad was, I remember when Grandma used to have the Vietnamese grocery store, mm-hmm. and I was addicted to the Asian beef jerky and the French bread.
You're addicted to yes. jerky now.
So, well, this is American jerky, but Grandma used to get the specialized beef jerky that she had brought, you know, when we went to do inventory, we went up to D.C. to bring them down, mm-hmm. and they're expensive. They're mm-hmm. like $6 a bag. Mm-hmm. Well, I would take them, and I would get her French bread, too, and I would leave and go outside, and Grandma would be like, wait a minute, didn't I have 30 of these? How come I only have 26? I have been eating them. and then she would catch me red-handed outside with 4 bags, eating it with French bread.
French bread and Vietnamese jerky.
Yes. And I would get in so much trouble, and then I had to pay for them.
She actually made you pay. Wait, how old were you?
I was about 16. I was working at McDonald's. I was working at McDonald's too, so I was like, okay.
That reminds me of when I was younger, Dad would he would get cheese and then he would get apples and I would take them and you'd be like, where are all of my apples? Yeah. I'd be like, not me.
Yeah, it's the same way.
Except I didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Like you did. That's weird. I mean, okay. Tell me about your brothers and sisters.
Every time we got in trouble, all we had to do was say, my brother did it, and none of us would get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason, Grandma was very lenient on your uncle. Mm-hmm. But we always had each other's back when we were small. Mm-hmm. Even though we got into an argument, we never, anybody, what is that saying? Anybody can mess with them, mm-hmm. but got that wrong. We can mess with each other, mm-hmm. but if anybody else tries to mess with us, that was not good because mm-hmm. then we would all get together and, confront this person. We would defend each other. But when we got mad at each other, it's okay because it's with each other, mm-hmm. And I remember our friends were like, why do y'all fight all the time? But then when anybody else says anything, y'all all stick together. And I said, because that's what true siblings do. Mm-hmm. You fight with each other, but at the end of the day, you realize this is your family. Mm-hmm. No matter what, you're going to be living with this person. Mm-hmm. And it's okay that we can argue with each other, but just don't let anybody else come in between our siblings. Okay. And then I also remember one time, this one's a funny experience. Well, actually, we have a lot of funny experience together, but I remember this one time. I was in college, mm-hmm. and I came home, and then I see Uncle Lee running to the front screaming. He goes, and he jumps into my car. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the heck? And I stand there, and then here comes your Aunt Linda with a butcher knife, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I run back in my car, too, and I lock the door, and I'm like, what's going on? And she goes, don't let him in the house. And then she runs in the house, locks the door. And then your Uncle Lee stays in my car, and I'm like, should I go in the house? And he goes, yeah. And so I knock on the door, and I said, can I come in? She goes, you can come in, but Lee can't come in. I said, okay. So I go into the house, and then while she's in the bedroom, I sneak down into the basement and let your uncle into the house, and I rush him to his room, and he locks his door. And then I go into the room and I was like, what happened? And to this day, I still don't know what that argument's about.
I think, do they even remember?
They don't remember either. They just remember what happened.
I really want to know what it was like such a big deal.
I don't know, but Aunt Linda said he did something really bad on the bus. So it happened on the bus.
Maybe he was teasing her because he's really he jokes.
But whatever it was, she was mad. And we were all freaked out. And nobody wanted to go in the house.
She's kind of scary.
To this day, everybody's afraid of her.
Yeah, because she's out of all of you, she's the most strict.
Yeah, she's very strict.
Okay, can you tell me about one of your happiest childhood memories?
One of my happiest childhood memories? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, everybody thinks this is weird, but in its experience, I share with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, it makes me happy. He taught us how to do, you know, ballroom dancing, like tango, cha-cha-cha, mm-hmm. rumba, the yeah. waltz and everything. And we used to do those dances, and he used to take us to all these parties, and he would dance with us,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Wait, all of you or just the girls?
No, just the girls.
Oh.
Uncle Lee doesn't know how to do it. But he would dance with, and not only did he teach us, but he taught a lot of grandma's friends how to do it, do mm-hmm. those dances. And, I mean, if he hadn't taught it, us or them, nobody would have known how to dance,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, I mean, and he took us to parties starting when we were 14.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and also his philosophy was, you know, you get it out of your system young
mm-hmm.
so that when you get older, you're like, I don't want to, I'm all partied out, you know.
Oh.
And on top of that, he also believed that if you give a child trust,
mm-hmm.
when they get older, they tell you where they're going. They won't hide it behind your back,
mm-hmm.
which is another thing that I have to admit, I am very glad that my dad was my dad,
mm-hmm.
because unlike all the other fathers, he wasn't strict. And mind you, our curfew was at midnight,
mm-hmm.
which is later than most kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then when we got older, it was 2 a.m.
But it seemed like he trusted you.
He trusted yeah. us because he knew where we were at all times,
mm-hmm.
you know, where my friends, their parents didn't know where they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know? I mean, I remember, like, I mean, I don't remember much, but, like, I remember he was, like, you had to do something really bad in order to get him, like, to get mean him mad. Or mad. He was never,
it was hard to get him
really
angry.
Calm, you know?
Yeah, it was very hard to get him angry.
What is one of your worst childhood memories?
Worst?
Yeah.
Oh. when I was 16,
mm-hmm.
I took my car to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time I saw the worst in mankind. I got back to my car and I realized my window was pushed down.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, my stereo was missing from my car and my doors were unlocked and open. Somebody had stole my car radio. And that was the worst time. And maybe, you know, another one was when I got into a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
But I fell asleep behind the wheel.
Oh. Was it like, were you a teenager or like...
18, 19.
Oh.
But it was because I was driving. That's why I tell you, don't drive when you're tired, you know, or uh-huh. drive at night, you know, late, early mornings. But those were my worst experiences, the car accidents and
the stealing.
Yeah, and the stealing.
This one isn't in here. Like, one of the questions mm-hmm. I want to ask it, because you came from Vietnam, like mm-hmm. you came during the Vietnam War. Can you talk about, like, the experiences you and your parents okay. went through, like, either on the boat or, like, actually settling down here?
From the stories I was told, it was a very scary time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I tell you, like, not many parents risk their lives for their children today.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandfather and your grandmother did risk their lives
mm-hmm.
because they put us, in order to get out of the country, because we left during the fall of Saigon, which mm-hmm. was the one of the last days. And we had to get onto the Marines carrier, where they carry the Marines onto shore.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad ordered 3 of them. So we all got on. It was like thousands and thousands of people getting on these 3 Marine carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched as 2 of them sank with thousands of people oh. each on there.
And
ours was about to sink. But luckily, before ours sunk, an American ship got us off and put us on their ship.
Wait, why did it sink, do you know?
Because it broke.
Oh, they just broke.
In the middle of the ocean.
Oh.
So a lot of people died on the ocean. And can you imagine your grandpa and grandpa with a 5-year-old, 4-year-old, and a 3-year-old?
And she was pregnant too, right?
Yeah. Well, 4, 3, and 2. It was 4, 3, and 2. And so we get on the ship, and grandma and grandpa had a bag, 2 suitcases, one with food for us.
Mm-hmm.
The American soldiers threw that overboard. They said we couldn't bring that on the ship.
That's stupid.
Then we had a suitcase of gold,
uh-huh.
but we could not bring it because they made us sign a paper saying that they promised to give us back the gold when we got to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your grandma and grandpa believed them, so they handed over the gold and they got a piece of paper back. Well, from once we got on the ship, everybody was scared because, we were on the ship for a month.
Mm-hmm.
No food. And people were dying left and right. Your aunt, who was 2 at the time, almost died.
Mm-hmm.
And people were becoming...
Aunt Linda.
And people were starting to become cannibals on the ship because they were hungry. And a lot of bad things happened to the kids on the ship. But then right when... And your grandpa didn't sleep the whole time.
Because he wanted to make sure.
Yeah, he was trying to protect us. So then we finally get to the Philippines. That's where they gave us our shots, fed us, and started teaching us how to speak some English. They didn't teach us a lot. Mm-hmm. And then after they gave us our shots, they put on our plane and we flew to Pennsylvania. When we got to Pennsylvania, your grandparents tried to get the gold back. Mm-hmm. But the government said it's not our property anymore. It belongs to the U.S. government.
Oh,
so they kept the gold. And we never got it. So your grandpa and grandma and all of us we actually came here with only the clothes on our back. We had nothing.
You had no food.
No food, no papers, nothing. And the only way we got our birth certificates was because of family, you know, they kept it in a suitcase, you know, like they put in their clothing.
Oh.
And that was the only way we had our birth certificate. Yeah. Our birth certificate.
Wait, who had it?
Aunt Michelle.
Oh.
She had it sewn in her clothes.
Oh, that was smart.
Yes. So, they were able to bring our birth records to America. And then once we were in, Pennsylvania, our sponsors had to come. Sponsors came and got the families they wanted. And our family was sent to Amelia County, where your grandparents were pretty much indentured servants. Your grandmother went into labor and her water broke, and they wouldn't let her go to the hospital until she scrubbed her water and scrubbed the floor of all the blood. And by the time she got to the hospital, she lost a lot of blood and almost died giving birth to your uncle. And that's when they sent me to a babysitter who locked me in a closet when I was 4 years old.
That's where it was?
Yeah. And that's when I became claustrophobic.
Did they know the babysitter or was it just...
Yeah, it was a friend that your grandpa met when he started working in the city. Yeah. But then we moved to the city and then we've been, you know, and then your grandpa and grandpa, they struggled, but they gave us the best life they could. And for that, I'm grateful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They had to sacrifice everything.
They sacrificed a lot.
And, like, I bet, like, they had to work a lot, too, because, you know, you guys had nothing.
They didn't see us very often because our sponsors used to lock me and your aunts outside. And we wouldn't come back until, like, 8 o'clock. And these are, you know, little kids. You know, they locked us outside and wouldn't let us in the house.
What about Uncle Lee?
Uncle Lee wasn't born yet.
Oh.
But when he was born, they took care of him but left us to our own devices.
Was it because he was American?
Because he was born in America.
So he was an American.
Yeah. And we weren't.
Yeah, because you guys weren't.
And we didn't know how to speak English.
Because didn't she have to, like, when was it when Grandma got her citizenship?
She got it when I was 12 years old.
Oh, so that was a
few years down the road. Dang. Yeah.
Oh, that was like 8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any childhood friends that you want to talk about? Like your best friends or just friends in general that are funny?
Okay. Who are really funny?
If you want, yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of my friends were funny.
Or do you have like a particular best friend that you couldn't have lived without? Like,
yeah, I did. And but it was really funny because, well, I can live without her, of course.
Yeah, I mean.
But she was so funny. It was before I met, when I knew your dad, but I never dated him because this particular friend told me she had a 4-year diary on your dad.
Oh.
And she said she had been dating your dad for 4 years.
Well, she did?
Well, no. I found out your dad never dated her.
So she was just a fantasy in her head or something?
Yeah, it was a fantasy. So for the longest time, I thought they had been dating. And so I never approached your dad and I never spoke to him because I thought, I can't speak to a friend's boyfriend. So then when I found, and your dad supposedly asked me to date, and I said, I don't know. I can't date until I was 18. And then, but that was one of the reasons why I never dated him, because she had told me, oh no, I have a 4-year diary of us dating. It showed me the diary.
Oh.
But then your dad was like, I never dated her. And I was like, oh, well, you should have told me that. And then when he came back to Richmond from living in Florida, she came up to him and said, if you told me not to get married, I would dump my fiance and marry you. So your dad was like, so I knew she still had a crush on him. So I was like, Okay.
My goodness.
Yes. That's but crazy. I did not know that she the diary that was up. A lie until I met your dad.
Do you think she lied because she really liked, really liked him and she didn't want anybody?
Yeah. She didn't want anybody to like your dad.
I think the diary was like her writing her feelings towards him.
Yeah, but,
like,
but we didn't know.
That man.
So that was a funny friend.
Was she in high school?
Yes, high school.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, I still see her to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when we see each other, we just joke and, you know, act like it's the past. Yeah.
Man, that's fun. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Okay. What did you think your life was going to be when you were older? Like, did you have a dream job or something that you wanted?
Yeah, I wanted to be, I really wanted to be a nurse or a doctor. But my problem was, remember I told you my attention span was very short. I got tired. I didn't want to be in school for 10 years to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, when I wanted to be a nurse, I couldn't lift anybody because that's when my back started giving out.
Because you have herniated discs. Yeah.
But, yeah. And so all I wanted was, and deep down, the only thing I wanted was to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be able to make money to take care of myself and not have to worry.
Because
I don't want to be struggling like my parents did, you know?
Yeah. I think that's what I want.
Yeah.
To.
But the thing is, I wanted to be happy,
mm-hmm.
which was something. I mean, your grandma didn't understand when we were growing up
mm-hmm.
because she thought the more money you had, the happier you were.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always the case.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be happy with what you're doing in order mm-hmm. to make good money.
Yeah, because
that's my belief.
Even if you're like a doctor, but like you hate the job, but you get that money, it's...
Yeah, it's your life like is still useless because every day you're facing the same thing that you've been trying to avoid.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like... And also... If you were a doctor and you didn't like being a doctor, but you enjoy the money,
mm-hmm.
well, who could say that just because you did, you know, you might end up doing something that's immoral to your patients,
mm-hmm.
or you might say, oh, whatever, you know, and give them false diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I'm like, you have to love your job. You have mm-hmm. to, this has to be something you want to do because it's something that's going to encompass most of your life.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, here, I'm going to do this week, and then next week I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You can't do that, you know? Mm-hmm. You have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be something you know you can do without sacrificing your values.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Has your life turned out differently than you ever imagined it would be?
Like- yeah. I never realized. I always thought I wasn't going to have children. I wasn't able to have children.
Wait, what?
I thought I couldn't have children.
Why?
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I thought I couldn't have children.
Oh.
and I never realized that children can change your life drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, before I had children, my life was, it's all about me
mm-hmm.
and your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Then when y'all came around, it was me, your dad, and you guys, you know, and it's like, I can't go anywhere without my children. I can't go on a vacation without my children.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everywhere I go, my children have to be there, you know? Before it was like, oh, I can do this. I can do that, you know? Oh, your dad on it. Yeah, you know, but I mean, even when you're away from me, I still worry, you know? Mm-hmm. It's that's the difference about where my life is.
A lot of teenagers, like they don't understand. I feel like a lot of people like my age don't like get it because we haven't ever had a kid before. So we don't know that like.
Yeah, it's a big sacrifice. And one thing I would advise is do not have children until you're financially fit and mm-hmm. you're at the phase of your life where you want to have children.
Yeah.
Like, don't just have children now because you're like, oh, I want one so bad. I want to be young and still be able to. No.
Yeah.
If you have to be financially stable,
mm-hmm.
you have to be responsible.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you want to be able to take care of this child and not have to worry,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's the best thing, you know, and that's why I had y'all so late mm-hmm. because I wanted to be able to make sure I can take care of you.
Yeah.
And also that's why your dad and I did our best, like we paid off all the bills and all that before we even decided to have children, because that way one of us were able to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
You stayed home for a long time.
For 17 years. Because that was, you became my first priority.
Mm-hmm. Man. Okay, last question. Were there any difficult moments when you came to the U.S.?
Yes. When I was 4 years old, well, five, actually, mm-hmm. I started kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't speak English. And I didn't know how to tell the teacher I had to go to the bathroom. So one of the teachers was like, if you can't ask in English, you're not going. So she made me sit there and I peed on myself. Mm. And I had wet clothes all day long. And I sat there crying. And she kept doing that until, because she said she refused to let me go to the bathroom. So that evening when I went to night class with my parents, because back then we didn't have English second language in school. We had to go to a night school. Mm. And imagine 5-year-olds going to night school until like 8, 9 o'clock at night.
And were your parents like with you all the time though?
Yeah, we went to school, came home at 3, then at 4, we went to night school, didn't get home until 8. Mm. So my parents told the teacher what happened. And so the teacher, the first thing she taught me to say was, I have to go to the bathroom. And she said she made sure I knew how to say that, so I knew how to, you know. They will. And she was really upset on my behalf because mm-hmm. at 5 years old, you shouldn't be sitting in your pee. Your teacher should have let you go.
Yeah, that's what she said. Say it.
Yeah. And so all day long, if I had to pee, I had to pee on my clothes mm-hmm. and they wouldn't let me change. They made me sit in my wet clothes. Mm. Yeah, it was not a good experience. But for some reason, I can remember it because
it was such a
traumatic because I had to sleep in the cot that I peed on, too.
And that must be embarrassing, too, yeah, because you're,
it was. Everybody kept teasing me, but the thing was, I didn't know English, so I had no idea what they were saying.
Oh, you didn't even know what they were saying, so you're like, oh.
Yeah, I just sat there, and I cried, you know, and I didn't understand what was going on, because, first of all, I didn't know the language, and secondly, I'm a young kid, mm-hmm. you know, and here's and to me, it felt like a teacher was abusing me.
She was verbally
abusing me by telling me I can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she was like, and she always got mad because she didn't like the fact that, you know, here's an Asian kid who couldn't even ask to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, also, kids used to call me a Charlie, and I had no idea what a Charlie was. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn what a Charlie was until I was in middle school. Mm. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing this interview with me.
No problem.
Well, okay.